And we'll see throughout the book of Romans the idea of grace. Throughout the entire story of God, we see God bringing life to things that are not alive. We see God bringing His holiness to things that are not holy. A couple of weeks ago, we talked about Isaiah, and he saw God in a vision, and he thought, oh no, I'm a man of unclean lips, among a people of unclean lips. And the angel took a coal from the altar with tongs, and then in his hand, touched Isaiah's lips and said, behold, your iniquities are taken away. Holiness, touching sinfulness, making sinfulness holy. Isn't that wonderful? God does this throughout the whole Bible. It's not just Jesus, it's the whole Bible. But in Christ, you have the holiness of the temple in a person. And Jesus is walking around, and the kingdom of heaven is coming to others. And He's touching, and He's preaching, and He's healing, and He's lifting people up. And the holiness of God is transforming the world as Jesus moves through it, because He is God. He is the holiness that's reaching into the world. And now, with His death and His burial, the human predicament is solved. And with His resurrection is the holiness of God. And His ascension to heaven, interceding at the right hand of God, and sending the Holy Spirit to dwell in the saints who are holy. And there's fellowship with God. I want to commend to you to read Ezekiel chapter 16. I thought I might read it this morning, but I think you can read it. Ezekiel chapter 16 speaks about how God looks at Israel. Verses, just from the beginning to verse 14, is the good news. If you keep reading, it's bad news for them. But from the beginning of chapter 16 to 14, the good news: I found you, I made you, I established you. And that's God's grace upon the nation of Israel in Ezekiel chapter 16. But you compare this idea with Romans 1 again, right? Set apart for the gospel of God. In light of all of this, can we read it again? Starting at verse 2 of chapter 1 in Romans, which He promised beforehand through His prophets in the Holy Scriptures. Holy Scriptures. Concerning His Son, who was descended from David according to the flesh, and who was declared to be the Son of God in power according to the Spirit of holiness. By His resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord, through whom we have received grace, apostleship, to bring about the obedience of faith for the sake of His name among all the nations, including you who are called to belong to Jesus Christ, to those in Rome who are loved by God and called to be saints, hagios, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the good news from Paul in the introduction from Romans chapter 1. God, who saves humanity from death, calls you to life through this gospel of God. The good news that there is forgiveness of sin in Jesus' name, that's coming through here. Christ died in our place for our sin, and Jesus proved that He's holy by rising from the dead. Do you remember Paul and Barnabas preached in Antioch, and they said, let it be known to you, therefore, brothers, that through this man forgiveness of sins is proclaimed to you. And by him everyone who believes is freed from everything from which you could not be freed by the law of Moses. God's forgiveness makes us holy. The law just measures when you cross the line to be not holy. So the Holy Spirit proclaims us to be saints, hagios, holy ones. And then God's words to Paul are effective in our lives. In Acts chapter 26, Paul tells you what he heard from God. Rise and stand upon your feet. For I have appeared to you for this purpose, to appoint you as a servant and witness to the things in which you have seen me and to those in which I will appear to you, delivering you from your people and from the Gentiles to whom I'm sending you, to open their eyes so that they may turn from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me. And here we are in Alpha. Lord, we do pray that we be useful to you in bringing the gospel to people who don't know it yet, to open their eyes that they may turn from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in you. Show us how you'll guide each one of us who is called to live in Christ, not to merely watch it, but to participate in it. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.